This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to you on a Friday morning, live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in the great old United States of America. And I'm saying that for a reason. We'll get to that in a second. And also to great radio stations across America and throughout the Caribbean. Yep. Throughout the Caribbean. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, and particularly to the guys and gals responding now over there in the Bahamas. Stay safe. We know you've got a horrible job to do. We know there's thousands of people missing. Very little, if any, communications, but help is on the way. I can assure you, help is on the way. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers out there who keep America rolling along, thanks for the great job you're doing. Don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website for more. And joining us on this Friday morning, this monumental morning, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, and then we'll let the cat out of the bag. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a little while ago, I sent you a message about my new affiliates, which I found out about yesterday, and you said, sounds like a road trip, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we've added a radio station in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. We've added a radio station in San Juan in Puerto Rico. We've added a radio station in Nassau in the Bahamas. And we've added a radio station in Raleigh, North Carolina. But the three in the Caribbean are there for a very important reason. It seems, Kyle, that with all the hurricane coverage we were giving and talking about what was going on in the Bahamas, people who had shortwave radios or internet capability or whatever it was they were listening to, they were able to pick us up. They were able to pick our show up down there, and it actually helped them with some circumstances that were going on. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm humbled. I'm really humbled by the fact that people were listening to us when they were undergoing what was going on down there.
Yeah, I would echo that. Absolutely humbling. And for us to be talking about the things that were going on, but these people were going through that and in the danger zone, our hats are just off to them. And thank you very much, absolutely, for adding those stations.
Yeah, and Kyle right away came out and said, what, we want a road trip?
That's right, a road trip. I love it.
Kyle's ready to go to St. Croix in the Virgin Islands.
That's right. The beautiful place. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe during the course of the winter we might be able to conjure something up, but right now it's not going to happen. There's way too much going on, and they don't need us down there in the way of things. Now, I will point out the U.S. Virgin Islands did not get a direct hit. Puerto Rico certainly was spared, but the Bahamas, Nassau was pretty much left not unscathed, but certainly not the way it is in Freeport and Marsh Island and the Abagos, because those islands. I mean, my God, Kyle, it's destroyed. It's just gone.
Yeah, looking at these pictures, especially the aerial pictures, it just looks, you don't know what went through there. It's like a movie or something. It's that unbelievable, but it's real.
Well, there are thousands of people that are missing. That's the hard part. They don't know what happened. There is no communications. They're trying to get out to get to find out what's going on as soon as they can. And, again, as I'm telling the people that are listening to us down there right now, help is on the way. There's more help coming. I was at a church yesterday afternoon for a while, and they had a massive effort that was they were going through, plus not only personal items for the people that are there, but communications equipment and a food, like a mess tent situation that they were taking. There were three of them they were putting together, getting them all ready to fly down there if they could fly. Otherwise, they're going to put them on a boat, on what they call these inter-island boats, and ship it on down that way. But I want to talk about this charter, this scuba boat that was out there right now real quick. Apparently, there was a lawsuit filed by the owners of the boat to avoid liability. What's that all about?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that the owners of the company, or the owners of the boat in this case, the Concepcion that burned and then sank to the bottom, they're looking at what is essentially an 1851 statute. It's an old statute of maritime law. It's called the Limitation of Liability Act of 1851. Now, what this has been used for in the past is to try to essentially limit the liability or payouts that a ship owner would have to give in a maritime tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're looking for is to try to reduce their liability essentially to zero. Now, one particular lawyer that had sort of chimed in on this talked about the idea that in the olden days, shipping companies really couldn't get insurance coverage, and this is sort of what this was about. But, of course, obviously, I'm sure that the boating company here had some kind of insurance, and so we're going to see how all that works out. So it's being looked at as a very crass kind of maneuver because there's still evidently bodies that have not been recovered yet.
There's one body that I know
one
of.
Body. Yeah,
but here's the deal. The National Transportation Safety Board, and we're going to take a break, so we'll have to come back, but the National Transportation Safety Board went on board that boat, the sister boat, just exactly like it, to try to figure out how come the escape hatch wasn't used. And guess what? They couldn't get the escape hatch opened up. They really had to work at it to get it open. And then when they turned the lights out to go find it, they couldn't find it. So this is bad juju, bad stuff going on there. But anyway, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. And hello, Virgin Islands, and hello, Puerto Rico, and hello, the Bahamas. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, doing a great job on that liner. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has got a great 3-week quick start for $19.95 plus shipping and handling, which if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and I'm not joking about this. I'm a customer. This stuff works for me. I've been taking it for a little bit more than 3 years now. I've got arthritis. I've also got back pain because my back was fused. I've had a replacement ankle surgery done. That's a problem. And there was just nothing that was working. I was taking Mobic. I was taking Plexerol. Had taken it for about 10 years, and it created some side effects which weren't pretty. I got to the point to where I said, no, I don't want to be dizzy and woozy anymore. So I got off it, and I decided to take a leave. Well, I took a leave 3 times a day. That's 6 pills. Guess what? Internal bleeding started. Bad idea. So I had to switch, and I didn't know what to switch to. I was debating what to do, and all of a sudden my buddy Mike Gallagher came on the radio and started talking about Relief Factor. And I went, okay, I'm going to give it a shot, $20. And that's what I did. I took the 3-week quick start. I followed it. I took it just exactly the way it said to take it. I've never looked back, and the pain went away. Now, every now and then, the pain will come back. So instead of taking one in the morning, one in the afternoon, I'll take one in the middle of the day. And guess what? Gone again. No more pain. None. Zip. Zero. So, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 plus shipping and handling. After all you got to lose is pain, right? All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to finish the wrap-up on this boat, this scuba boat with the NTSB. Now, they went down underneath where the sleeping quarters were, and they tried to go. And by the way they had to get to the hatch, the escape hatch, was they had to go to the bow of the boat, the front of the boat where the last berth was, get up on a ladder, which took you up into the top berth, climb over the bunk, and then reach to the front of the boat to get the escape hatch open, and they couldn't get it open on the inside with the lights on without banging on it with a hammer to get it open. That's number one. This was the backup boat, the sister boat to the one that burnt and sank. Now, in the dark, they couldn't even find it.
I know. If that is really something, one would think that if there's even a power failure, there might be a battery-operated emergency light that would illuminate.
Just like what happens in schools.
Yes, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've got continuously charging backup batteries that when the power goes out, it's like looking for the exit when something is smoky or this kind of thing. You've got to be able to see that. That's huge.
And the bottom, of course, with the fire and all that stuff, wherever the fire started, of course, there was plenty of smoke. And I would imagine some of these people couldn't see in the smoke because I've been in those situations. And what they do when you're training in the fire service is they blanken your protective shield that you got on to where you can't see anything. You are literally crawling around in the blind with a fire hose. That's how you find your way in. That's how you find your way out.
Yes, exactly. But to expect that, especially in this situation, and what we understand from some of these descriptions, Captain, of the crew and that had been aboard, that there was a noise, perhaps an explosion, and then, of course, the flames were very intense very, very quickly. So we don't know exactly what would have caused this fire yet because we don't have any particular reports on it. But you can't imagine what must have been going through, what the people must have been going through, obviously. And did they have time to even try to react to that below decks?
Yeah, and by the way, we got other people chiming in that want to go on the road trip with us to the Virgin Islands or the Bahamas or Puerto Rico. And Richard, the Marine in Oregon, James, the paper relocator up in Georgia, and also Steve in Thailand. And let's see here. Tracy, who the heck is Tracy? Well, Tracy, wherever Tracy's at, says, I want to go. I didn't say we're going. We'll investigate the possibilities, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, I was talking about going on a paddleboard cruise up the Mississippi River next summer or whatnot. Heck, it might be a lot more fun in the springtime to go up or during the winter to go over there to the Caribbean and have a good time there for a few days.
That's right. Yeah, cruise with the captain.
Yeah. Yeah. Cruise with the captain, Kyle, and the gang. We'll take everybody over there.
That's right.
I'm sure we could talk Denise into going over there without a lot of effort.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, back to what we're talking about here. And, of course, we're having some fun because we just got the news yesterday that we've got some new affiliates. And we were very surprised when we heard the word the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix, and very surprised when I heard Puerto Rico, and even more surprised when I heard the word the Bahamas, that the people can hear us there on the radio. Now, this is unbelievable and quite an honor indeed. So anyway, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced that he refuses to sign the new Afghan peace plan that was previously partially agreed upon. The Taliban thinks it's great. We don't think it's so hot. And Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, says, nope, not going to do it.
That's right. And he's also saying that, you know, we have delivered essentially on what the goals have been in Afghanistan, but there's an agreement in principle there. But generally speaking, right, he doesn't want to, he doesn't think that this is the one to sign yet, and so we'll have to stay tuned on how they continue to work things out.
Well,
and we've been there 18 years.
Yeah, well, here's what Andrea Mitchell got out of General James Mattis yesterday on her television show, and this is what was said.
Let's talk first about Afghanistan. And could this agreement be in jeopardy with the Taliban now again attacking? It's the second attack in just 3 days. We've negotiated this deal with the Taliban. How can we trust them?
Well, it's a great question. How can we trust Amandria? I would just point out that this is a signature of the Taliban, though. This is a group that hates ballots and loves bullets and bombs. This is the way they do business. So the challenge for our diplomats in trying to end the violence that's gone on, admittedly, way too long in that country. Remember, that battlefield's also a humanitarian field. The challenge for those diplomats is enormous for our folks trying to find a way to end this.
And no question, it's our longest war, the multiple deployments. You know better than anyone the impact on our troops, on their families back home, on the country. So what is the way out?
Well, the challenge we face, Andrea, is that terrorism is going to be an ambient threat. It is going to be out there, and we're going to have to work with allies, and we're going to have to work with like-minded nations, and sometimes even non-like-minded nations, as we deal with this threat to innocent life. We're going to have to do that and accept that reality as much as we want to end that war.
You know who we're going to have to work with in Afghanistan, like it or not?
Who's that?
Pakistan.
Yeah, probably so.
Because India doesn't like the fact that we'd even talk to Pakistan, but Pakistan is a key to everything because that's where they keep going for their refuge. That and Iran. Iran we're not going to get anywhere with. Iran just wants to see the United States fail, but Pakistan's a little different story.
Yeah, and that's in recent times, that's where they dropped the Moab bomb, trying to get those tunnels and other areas on the border, as I recall, of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Yeah.
By the way, Dave, the Uber driver, says that he wants to go, too, when we go on a road trip.
Oh, very cool.
He says he needs a friend. Well, bring your life jacket. Now, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll have to think about that one. But certainly, when we heard about the stations in the Caribbean, that opens up a realm of possibilities.
it sure does.
Broadcasting live from the beach.
That's right.
Okay. And anyway, back to what we're talking about here. But you know, you had the Democrats' climate event. You heard about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You heard about Mayor Pete and the nonsense he threw out there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, inaction is a sin, and red meat's got to go, and Kamala Harris and her crap and all that. Well, you know, let's see if they set lead by example. They're not going to do that.
Well, no, I mean, and unfortunately, the whole climate change issue has been latched onto by the far left, the Democrats, and certainly the Democrat presidential hopefuls. And again, it becomes almost something they can use for any kind of policy that they want to try to implement, and they'll use climate change for that. And there's always all these different restrictions, and for some reason, they just know better than everybody else and try to guilt you mm-hmm. into it. That's almost what Buttigieg is doing.
Yeah, well, and then you got Bernie Sanders wanting to control climate control by abortion control. And we'll get into that. Hold that, Kyle. We'll get into that when we come back. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. You want to control the climate, you have to control the population, and we'll do it by abortion so they can't have any more kids. Oh, geez. Here we go. Way to go, Bernie. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 2,000 people are waiting out Hurricane Dorian in emergency shelters in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian's power has arrived in North Carolina, with wind, rain, and tornadoes lashing our state.
It's blamed for at least 4 deaths in the southeast and 23 in the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says it's not finished.
Storm surge threat is still very real anywhere along the North Carolina coast, the Outer Banks included.
The Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands were dealt a severe blow by the hurricane. Bahama General Counsel to Washington, Theo Neely, says help is coming from the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere.
Other than search and rescue, we need food, non-perishable food supplies. Obviously, people need water. They need tents to sleep in. I'm getting messages where people obviously only have the clothes on their back because they've lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the place to go. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, including the car you drive, the truck you drive, the motorcycle you might ride about on, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even your snowmobile. And how about your Wave Runner? They can get you on one of those, too. Or your Sea-Doo. Now, they can even help with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. All you got to do is go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, click on the link, put in your zip code, and boom, you'll find out who your agent is. Or, better yet, they can give you a quote right then and there, and then you can find out who your agent is and go make the payment, unless you want to do it all online. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What the hell is Bernie talking about, and is he really serious about using abortion to control the world's population and climate control? Is he really that serious, or is he just nuts?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that, generally speaking, you know, it's an awesome sort of thing that he's talking about, this notion that, well, climate change is so bad that we're going to have to start limiting the number of human beings that are going to be on the Earth. That is an amazing leap, I think. And I think it shows that there's a lot of desperation going on. They're trying to find some kind of traction with this whole climate change thing that they are using for their own political gain. Now, of course, people can talk about climate change. They like to say, well, the science is settled and it's mankind and it's all this kind of thing. But I remember in elementary school, we learned about this big thing out there called the sun. And as far as I know, the sun has probably the biggest impact on global temperatures as anything else perhaps in the whole universe. But that's another story for another time. But what Bernie's talking about is somehow equating abortion and stuff like that with doing the good thing for the earth. And it just seems so grisly in so many ways. But at the same time, so partly I think he's a true believer on these things, but also, though, he's looking for that ability to try to get power. Oh, I can get people to want to vote for me because I'm saying all the right things that they want to hear about abortion. I'm connecting with climate change, so put me in power. But that's what he's really looking for, I think.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. All right, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, there seems to be a little brouhaha going on with the mainstream media and the president's discussion about the hurricane earlier in the week that it would, could be hitting Alabama. And there is a report from an ABC legal analyst who talked about the fact that it was a felony to think that it might go to Alabama, blah, 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 blah. But the first cone of uncertainty that came out that showed it coming to Florida was way over the other side of Florida into what state, Kyle?
Alabama.
Thank you. And thank you. And then, of all things, CNN, the wonderful, great, fantastic, dependable network they are, showed Alabama as Mississippi.
Yeah, I know.
They marked it as Mississippi. How can you do that?
Well, see, that looks like a mistake, you know.
it was a mistake, but yeah. They never said it was. They never said a word.
Well,
they just, you know, they're using that as, well, the president said it was going to go to Mississippi. No, he didn't.
I know.
No, he didn't.
Well, you see, but CNN can be forgiven any mistake that they make.
And Kyle, they call it a cone of uncertainty for a reason.
Right.
Anything within that cone is where a storm could be going. But guess what? It could be way over to the left, which then expands the cone further to the left, or it could be way over to the right, which expands it to the right, because the storms are not the size of the cone. The storms are the size of the storm, whatever it happens to be. This one right now has got tropical force winds out about 175 or 180 miles from the center of the storm. So if it's closer to the left, you got to add another 180 miles off to the west.
Yes, exactly. But, of course, the idea is to try to frame it as though President Trump just doesn't know where this is. He wants to lie to the American people, or he's mentally unstable, or he's just plain evil to say such a thing, or that, you know, whatever it is, in order to, again, try to just go after the president for something that is obviously not his intent or not nefarious.
Do you know who's mentally unstable?
Who's that?
Wolf Blitzer trying to explain a hurricane. First of all, unless you've been in a hurricane, unless you've had your boots on the ground in a hurricane and either responded to it or been through it, and I mean through it, not just sit there and watch it go by on the outside, but blow the roof off a building you're in, bring water into the building you're in, or you're out there trying to rescue people or you're trying to recover people, you don't have a freaking clue of what's going on.
Yeah, well, exactly. Fortunately, I can't say I have been through a hurricane.
Well, come on down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's interesting because a lot of times you'll see people try to make it look like they've got more experience perhaps than they do, and that might be one of these.
That's one thing that you hope you never have to go through, any type of emergency. But when it comes to hurricanes, every storm is different, and there is no classic example, and you can't stand up there and do the definition of a hurricane thing with Wolf Blitzer and talk about a storm, and it's not even what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
Exactly. And maybe he could talk to some of these people that actually went through them or went through what happened in the Bahamas just recently and what's going on right now in the Carolinas.
Now, we've got a situation with these guns. We've got Walgreens just joined Kroger, just joined Walmart, and barring open carry in their stores where the states provide for open carry. Georgia, of course, we've got a lot of stations in Georgia, and that's one of the states where people right now are going, well, wait a minute. When Walmart came out, they said, that's it. We're not going to Walmart. Then when they heard about Kroger, who's got a big presence up there, they said, nope, not going to Kroger. Well, now we got Walgreens, so I guess they're not going to go to Walgreens either.
Right. Well, a lot of this, what's happening with these stores, I think they're trying to, honestly, I think in many ways, they believe that they're limiting their liability in all of this. I think that's probably one of the best explanations in terms of what they're trying to do from a business standpoint.
Excuse me. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What stops a bad guy with a gun most of the time?
Well, good guy with a gun. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. And how many of these stores, these Krogers, these Walmarts, these Walgreens, how many of them do you think have armed security guards?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Probably none.
Yeah.
Probably none. Because I've never seen an armed security guard walking around Walmart. Have you?
No.
I've seen deputy sheriffs, I've seen police officers, but not a security guard. And the cops usually don't show up unless it's like Christmas time or something like that when you got all the extra people floating around.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But so that's the idea, though. See, they believe that somehow they're going to be involved in if there is a tragic event, that they're going to be somehow held liable for something.
Yep. But I got the situation solved.
What's that?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Buy a shotgun.
There you go. Don't need to worry about armed open carry. Buy a shotgun. Put it behind the counter.
Right, but
pull that puppy out.
Yeah, but what you just said about a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy
with a gun. That's right.
And, see, this is the thing. In a world where criminals will have weapons, no matter what laws you pass, just go to Chicago and check that out.
Okay.
Criminals will have guns. That's why you have to protect the people.
Okay, now, finally, who is Jemele Hill?
She is an ex-ESPN host, as I recall.
And she's telling black athletes to leave the white college campuses where they've got their big, tushy college scholarships.
Yeah, isn't that sound really grown up?
Isn't that racist?
Yeah, you know, it's really sad because it's, you know, to say something that racially charged in this whole environment is absolutely irresponsible, and it's nuts. Yeah, absolutely, because we're not looking to have black colleges and white colleges or black schools and white schools. Oh my goodness, we have tried as a society to come so far, and we have come very far, but to say something like this is completely irresponsible.
I go back to my days in the military, my days in the fire service. I didn't care what color your skin was. I didn't care whether you could even speak English, as long as that when we got done doing what we were doing, we were all still standing, all alive, and we didn't lose any of us.
Well, exactly.
Period.
Right.
Period.
Exactly right. And the whole thing with Martin Luther King Jr. is so inspiring to me. The speech there on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the kind of world that he envisioned. He wanted people to live together, and you know, to try to go backwards is absolutely ridiculous.
Right. And of course, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And everybody that's listening to us and our new affiliates down there in the Caribbean, they'll be able to hear you, and you're all excited because you got your bags packed ready to go, but I'm not that far along yet. All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight in the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at our highways and byways, and here we go again, I-95 up the East Coast. When you start about the northern part of South Carolina, all through North Carolina, on up into Virginia and Delaware and Jersey, I'm telling you, be on the alert. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go, and a
short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Oh, yeah, Smokey and the Bandit. Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat. Chasing the Bandit. Frog. And here comes the Sheriff bringing up the back end. And I'll tell you what a movie that was. I understand they're going to do a remake on it. I don't know who the new people are going to be in it, but I understand they're working on doing a remake. And the Smokey and the Bandit series, that brought a lot of laughter and a lot of joy to a lot of people watching that. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Those big old Pilot Travel Centers are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They are definitely top shelf places that you want to stop at. And don't forget that you go in there and tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. And especially out there in the highways and byways, I know if Nelson's up there right now coming back from Valdosta to Jasper, he's probably already stopped and gotten his cup of coffee. So there you go. Now, let's talk about the highways and byways, because we still got the Hurricane Dorian going up the East Coast. Now, it's a little further up now than what it was. Florida's out of the crosshairs. Georgia, you're out of the crosshairs. But South Carolina, they're still literally wading in water. And North Carolina, my goodness, it's going to get rough. Same with Virginia up there in the peninsula. So here we go. Dorian continues to move northeastward up the southeastern coastline. By Saturday, portions of New England may be impacted by the center of Dorian. This could be a nor'easter headed up towards New York City and New England with portions of it offshore. But in the meantime, minor to moderate coastal flooding from the storm surge and damaging winds will continue to move into the southern mid-Atlantic. And tornadoes, they had a bunch of tornadoes bouncing around yesterday in South and North Carolina. There will be more in eastern North Carolina, and also Virginia can be expected as this storm continues to skirt or come just on slightly onshore, following the track right up the eastern seaboard. By the way, Maine, you're not out of this. New Hampshire, along the Atlantic coast, you're not out of this. Rhode Island, you're not out of this. Massachusetts, Connecticut, you're all right there where it's going to come wailing right up by you. And be advised, pay attention, because this is a killer storm. And what gets the people, usually, is the water. They drown. That's probably what killed a bunch of people in the Bahamas. I hate to even go there, but they're going to find bodies, literally, and some they'll never find because they'll be washed off to the other side of the Bahamas, floating towards the eastern coast of the United States. But they're going to find bodies, literally, just rammed up into the shoreline, into the buildings and whatnot that are there, but couldn't get out of the way because the water killed them. The storm surge, which is what we knew was going to happen. Now, let me start out in Florida, because we got a couple things going on in Florida today. First of all, we got a high heat index warning for the southwestern coast of Florida, which includes Tampa, Fort Myers, on up into Pasco and Hernando counties, over into Orlando, where the high heat index temperatures will approach 105 to 110 degrees through those areas. It's going to be a real scorcher. There is still some scattered rain up along Jacksonville, I-95, and towards the ocean, if you will, but not all that terrible to worry about. But if you're on I-95 tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and you're anywhere from the northern part of South Carolina on up into Virginia, Delaware, Chesapeake Bay, Jersey, you might want to consider an alternative route if you're coming all the way down past Georgia and into Florida. You might want to take the long way around and get the heck off 95. Same scenario as what you heard me telling you about for the past several days on I-95. So do yourself a favor and keep on moving. Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to get caught up in the weather with the blinding rain and all that other sort of stuff. So we do have some cooler temperatures way, way up in the northern tip of Maine, where temperatures tonight are in the 30s and 40s, and got some temperatures about like that in northern Indiana tonight, and some rain along the western side of Michigan. Coming across into Texas around the Metroplex again, you've got some fog there tonight, plus you've got some poor air quality conditions that kind of runs along I-20 all the way over into Louisiana. You've got some fog conditions and poor air quality down around Galveston, Texas, and the western end of Houston. Also going out into the Phoenix area, you've got poor air quality conditions there again tonight. In the San Francisco area, looks like you got poor air conditions there. But then again, why wouldn't you have poor air quality with what's going on in the streets of San Francisco? Good Lord. Oh, don't get me started. And up in Oregon, you've got a red flag fire advisory up there in Oregon for most of the eastern half of the state, in the mountains and whatnot. And in Idaho, too, the western part of Idaho, in the mountains, Boise West, you've got a red flag fire condition there. Some unsettled weather conditions off to the east of Boise where we could have some weather developing today moving into Montana or Wyoming. Now, with all that being said, let's drift down over here to our sponsor for the segment, and that is the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you've heard me talk about them because I can't put it any other way than to tell you that they're really, 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 they're really not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Back in the day, the Pilots were known for their fast food, fast food, hot dogs, namely, bag of chips, a soda. You're out the door and gone. And that was about all they had. That was about all they had. Maybe an ice cream cone if you wanted one. But that was it. Now, you find a Pilot, especially one of the new travel centers that they've got. You're going to find an Arby's in it. You might find a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Cinnabon. Or you might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with a full-service menu they got now. Now, of course, the Flying J's, the bigger Flying J's in the, around the bigger cities will have the Denny's, the Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, and then they'll have something else there. They might have a Pizza Hut in there with them, might have a Subway in there with them, might have a Taco Bell in there with them, might have a Dunkin' Donuts in there with them around the bigger cities. But, of course, Flying J's were known for years and years and years where they got their start out there in Utah, in Idaho, in Montana, in Oregon, in Washington State. And then they've moved around the country. They're in just about every state in the country right now. If you want to stop at a good place and have just about anything you need to have, home away from home, Flying J Pilot Travel Center is the place to do it. Sure, there's still some smaller pilots out there that aren't quite as big as the big fancy travel centers, but guess what? They're still better than what they used to be. And they got everything you need to have there, too. So stop by and tell them the captain sent you and enjoy that free cup of coffee you're going to get. Especially, I know Nelson does it all the time. He's probably, I'll bet Nelson has got a Flying J cup now, or a Pilot cup, one or the other. I'll bet he's got one of those cups. By the way, Johanna, I just saw your email, and thank you very much for telling me that. The Alabama National Guard was actually being activated in preparation for Hurricane Dorian when the first initial stages of the storm were such that it was coming into the Gulf and had currently encompassed the entire peninsula of Florida all the way over into Alabama, Mobile in particular. And the Alabama National Guard was being activated as a result, which is what they do. Now, that being said, thank God they weren't needed because the storm didn't go that way. But for all these fools that are out there making it sound like the president didn't know what he was talking about and that he's in need of psychiatric help because he talked about his Sharpie and his Sharpie pen and showing where it was going, but it wasn't really going there because, golly, we can't be wrong. We're the mainstream media. Well, you were wrong. And CNN, what a bunch of idiots. Mississippi. They put Alabama where Mississippi was. Talk about not knowing your maps. And by the way, that was Wolf Blitzer. Way to go, Wolf. All right, coming right back, Ms. Rosemary, the parent assessor, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.